On today's show, car sales in Europe are up for the first time in 7 years. Jeep wants to double its sales over the next 3 years. And the head of Chrysler explains why the minivan segment is so important to the brand. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for January 16th, 2015. As we've told you, it could take a couple of years for Takata to build enough replacement parts for vehicles affected by its defective airbag. However, some automakers aren't willing to wait on Takata to come up with the new parts. Autoliv, the world's largest airbag supplier, says it has agreements with several automakers to build up to 25 million airbag inflators for those companies, and will have them ready this year and next. Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne is not one to hold back from making bold statements, and he's doing it again. After hitting his goal of selling 1 million Jeeps in 2014, the company chief wants the brand to nearly double that number by 2018 to 1.9 million units annually. To help meet this goal, Jeep production will be boosted at its plant in Italy, and a new factory in Europe should be online by the end of the year. FCA has currently been riding on the backs of Ram and Jeep, and it's going to need to continue to if Sergio wants to meet his lofty 5-year plan. And speaking of car sales, for the first time since 2007, sales in Europe were up for the year. Automakers sold 12.5 million vehicles in 2014, which is a gain of nearly 6%. Spain recorded the largest year-over-year growth of the largest EU markets, with close to a 20% increase. The UK was next, posting a 9% increase, and Italy rounds out the top three with a 4% gain in 2014. Still to come, Johnson Controls develops a carbon fiber seat for mass production, and Audi dealers will start using virtual reality headsets to sell cars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
There's all kinds of new technology going into cars today, but Audi is giving its dealers a cool new toy to play with. The automaker will be rolling out virtual reality headsets to its dealers so customers can view its entire product lineup and all possible equipment combinations. Customers can even look in the trunk if they want to. In the future, the headsets could even be brought directly to the customer's home. It sure doesn't beat the real thing, but it's probably the next best way to experience the vehicle you want if it's not on the dealer lot. Carbon fiber products are typically only found on expensive sports cars, but Johnson Controls has made a seat from the material that's ready for mass production. The seat is about 40% lighter than a traditional one and will meet all safety requirements. It can be assembled in less steps, and due to a new manufacturing process, about 200,000 units can be made per production line. Automakers are always looking for new ways to reduce weight to meet more stringent fuel economy standards, and Johnson Controls' new seat will be available in vehicles by 2019. Coming up next, why Chrysler is staying in the minivan segment.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Yesterday, we told you about the new Chrysler minivan debuting at next year's Detroit Auto Show. On Autoline this week, the head of the Chrysler brand, Al Gardner, explains why the minivan segment is so important to it.
We fought about this a long time on the inside of the company. The reality is the segment's fairly stable. People think that the minivan segment's going away, and the reality is it's not. There is a buyer, and there are 500,000 buyers a year who want sliding doors. And they need it because that's their lifestyle today. They need to be the ease of sliding the door back and getting the kids in the seats. And it really is two sets of customers. You have young people with families, and then you have older people who it's just easier to get in and out of. So the minivan segment is very stable. We're looking at 500,000 units a year, and we look at it for the next 5 to 10 years.
Across the industry.
Yeah. So that's number one. Number two, and the most obvious reason, we invented it. We own it. We still sell 50% of all the minivans in the United States, and in fact, NAFTA. We do even better up in Canada. And we know we can build the best. So when you have the customer base that's sitting out there with 30 years of selling minivans, when you know the segment's going to be solid and you already have 50% of the market, as good as the Odyssey and Sienna are, we can build something better than that and we can hold on to our customer base. So frankly, very lucrative business that we think we can do extremely well at in the future. And by the way, I'm thrilled that other people are getting out because it really opens up a market that we think is was a great one to be in.
There's a lot of great info about Chrysler in that show, so check out the whole interview at our website, autoline.tv. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.